Right, everyone, how is it going? Welcome back to Racecast, officially audio only now. So you can only listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I think Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, we should be there. If we're not there, let us know and I'll make sure we're there. But
let's explain, because obviously the last couple of weeks...
I'll intro the pod. Let me do my job.
I'll get back in
you
the box.
You shut up over there and I'll do my job. Then we'll go into the podcast. Then we'll talk about it.
Okay. All right. I'm new to this.
Race week, everyone. We're heading into Hungary. So make sure you stay up to date with everything. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Just search Racecast and you will see our faces come up. If you're new here, you won't know what our faces look like, but just search Racecast and I'm pretty sure we're the only ones there. If you are listening, well, you're obviously listening. I'm getting used to this. Give us 5 stars. It really does help us out. No matter where you're listening, it does make a big difference. So now you can't like or comment on YouTube. Make sure you give us those 5 stars because that is gold dust to us. Anyway, we are going to crack on. We've got a lot to talk about and I don't want to take up too much time.
All right, guys. Welcome along to another podcast. So... let's quickly touch on it, because obviously the last couple of weeks we said it's only going to be temporary that we're going to be doing audio. It's going to be long term. We're going to be doing audio, which I kind of like.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to because I still like don't know where to look. I'm still trying to look for a camera to talk to because it's weird because a lot of the time we'll be talking and I'm not necessarily talking to you. You know, sometimes we're talking to you guys that are listening. Mm. So it's kind of like, where do I look? But yeah, our editor Dan has been part of the team for a long time. He works for F1, so the reason we didn't have the last 2 weeks is because he's been doing a lot of stuff at Silverstone, which is where he works. And I think now he's probably realized his schedule is a bit
manic.
Yeah, so he dumped us. And we, like, I can't edit. That's not really a skill of mine. Also, to edit a podcast, I don't really have time to do anymore. Yeah. Matt definitely doesn't have time. So, audio only. I guess now we're officially a podcast. Because I was thinking about this earlier. Like, humans, now, we've got such terrible attention spans that we can't even just listen to something without watching it.
Yeah,
like we have to have this visual aspect, and really, a podcast is just audio,
which I kind of like in a sense of whenever we promote a podcast, we always promote the YouTube side of it, and I suppose that's because that's where the most work has gone into, more of the editing of the video than the actual audio. If that makes sense,
yeah.
So I kind of like now that actually our main focus will be the audio side. We'll be pushing Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, all of that stuff. Just with work schedules, obviously the way we film on a Monday and goes out on a Wednesday, that's where we're the most busiest, I think, throughout the week.
And to be fair now, because there's no like post-production that goes into this. So if there is, it's like 5 minutes work.
Hmm.
So now, like, if we can't film on Monday... it doesn't matter, we can do it Tuesday. And if like we really can't do Monday, Tuesday, we can probably just do it Wednesday and it can go straight out. So
it gives us a bit more flexibility. And I think that's a good thing because obviously you've noticed we've had episodes where we haven't been able to get episodes out because we couldn't film in time. Whereas now doing audio, it gives us so much more flexibility to continue getting content out.
Yeah, because that could be a case of like we just, you know, we can't film on the... because we filmed a lot on Sunday, you know. If we can't do Monday, we try and do Sunday. But if we can't do Sunday or Monday, filming on Tuesday is just a little bit too late. Mm. And to be fair, Tuesday is not typically a good day for me anyway. I play football, so.
Well, you say play loosely.
Hey, top goal scorer. I dominate up there. But it is up against, like, typically 40-year-old men.
But can you be proud of that?
I'm proud, yeah. we actually played the other week. We were playing these young kids, to be fair. not young, they were similar age to us, and last minute of the game, it's the absolute last minute, we're level, this is the last kick of the game, and so I've taken a shot, basically, we've got on the break, I've taken a shot, and it's hit the crossbar, but like...
Let's put it into context, these aren't full-size goals.
They're... No, yeah, this... So keeper's just got his hand to it, it's gone onto the crossbar, okay? Goes out for a corner, Weller steps up, pings this corner in. I was like, he's hit it perfectly, it's perfect. All I need to do is guide it in. Bang, down, bottom corner across the keeper. Take the top off, running around, celebrating.
You didn't.
Fucking took you right, I did, yeah.
You took your top off and started running around?
Yeah, we went mental. It was the best way to win a game.
Was it for the league or...
It was for cup? 3 points.
Oh, so it wasn't even for really anything specific?
Winning?
Yeah, I know that, but...
I don't need to win for something. I win because I want to win.
Okay, I can understand if you've scored in like a Champions League final or something and you take it off and go...
When am I ever going to get the opportunity
to score? Well, you won't, so I don't understand why
you're... So that was my Champions League final. So I took my top off and I swung it around and celebrated.
Oh, okay, fair. Well, did anyone say anything or did they go, what is going on?
We're all celebrating too much. I think it, because also they were Bellends.
So like, it meant a lot.
Like, the other team. You know, like when you come up against a team, you're like, fucking hell, they are a bunch of cocks.
Yeah.
So then like when something like that happens, you beat them in like the worst possible way. I just wanted to rub it in and make them feel even worse about it.
Should I tell you what I was watching over the weekend? So I was reminiscing a bit. So I had a bit of a chilled weekend and I was watching some of...
All your weekends are chilled.
No, they're not all chilled.
You don't go out and drink.
Okay, well, doesn't make it whether it's chilled or not, does it?
That is a chilled weekend.
Okay, anyway, I was having a chilled weekend this weekend and I was watching back some of my old videos on my YouTube channel. I haven't done it in years. I'm looking back. So obviously I haven't filmed or uploaded. The last video I filmed was with you, that football challenge 3 years ago, something like that. So I was looking back at some of our old stuff, you know, like Luke versus Matt, the football challenges. Do you remember when you had like Theo and Joe? I had my team.
Oh, yeah.
We never actually concluded that. But those type of things. Also watching the vlog back I did of when we went to Pets at Home and you got to just, you know, stroke the hamster.
I do not remember that.
Don't you?
No.
You had a full-on conversation with the person there asking about a hamster because you wanted to buy one.
I always wanted a hamster, but my mum wouldn't let me and now Ruth won't let me. So.
Yeah, I've got a hamster.
So. You don't?
Yeah, I do.
Since when?
I've always had hamsters.
Now you said that, I'm kind of glad I never got one.
What, because I've had one?
Yeah. Well, it would mean that we're alike in some sort of way, and I don't really want that.
Would it be painful, wouldn't it, to actually think, yeah, I'm actually associated in some way or form with them?
Really painful, yeah. No, I wouldn't sleep. So no, actually, I'm quite grateful I've not been allowed to have a hamster.
So what did you do the weekend? I know we will get onto F1 in a minute, but I know a few people like this random chat.
It was birthday central. I had 3 birthdays to attend across the whole weekend.
It was your granddad's, wasn't it?
It was my granddad's. His birthday was on Saturday, but his party was on Sunday.
Nice.
So I had a friend's birthday Saturday afternoon, went for a bottomless brunch. Then straight after that, when I met another friend on the train to go back to his house for a party, and then
a house party.
Yeah, and then he's got his own house, so it's just like everyone can just come and have cocktails at mine.
I'm glad you went in on that, because I was wondering, you're going back to someone's random house,
I would have, to be fair, though. It's nice, quite fun, but and then yeah, I had to wake up and pretty much do it all over again. The next day with my granddad.
Was it a heavy one with your granddad's party?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it normally always is. But you know what? I actually feel fine today. When I went to bed last night, because I had finished the night with a few brandies. He likes his brandy, so we were sitting down at the end of the night drinking that. And I was like, I'm going to really regret this tomorrow. I woke up like 7:45 this morning. Felt fine.
That's right. I'd be gone for the week.
Yeah, it was a lot of people weird.
I couldn't do it.
But yeah, nice to just be back to normal now, Monday. And race week.
It is race week. So let us know on our social media. Get in touch on Instagram, Racecast Insta, TikTok, Racecast Clips, and Twitter as well, Racecast Tweets.
Which we're going to have to figure out what's going to happen with the clips.
Yeah.
So that's actually, that's, we got like 13K followers or something.
Yeah, did all right.
So we need to utilize that.
Yeah. We'll work that out. We need to work it out. So let's get into some F1 news, shall we? So, Red Bull are very unhappy about the new rules coming in place in 2026.
Yeah, so do you know the reason why?
Do I know the reason why they're unhappy?
Yeah.
So they're unhappy... I don't know. You do, though.
No, so... That I've read speculation online that basically they're kicking up, they're making all this noise about it. They're saying random shit like, oh, I don't know, like, they're literally just saying pointless shit. It'd be interesting to see what Christian Horner has said. But the rumours going around is that Red Bull powertrains are actually quite far behind on the development, that they're like about 10 horsepower off every other team at the moment.
I have heard it's because their performance, they're not up to scratch of where they want to be for it.
Yeah, so now obviously they keep coming out with like all these like bullshit excuses that like don't seem to be an issue for any other team.
So let me tell you what the rules are going to be. So in 2026 there's going to be new F1 engine regulations.
I actually don't know what the rule changes are. It's just engine, isn't it? It's not just like engine. Body.
No, just engine. So let me tell you. So number one, no new fossil carbon will be burned. So the new F1 power units will run on fully sustainable fuels.
All right. I want to quickly interject here.
Yep.
Can't we get rid of the hybrid engines then? Can't we go back to like V8s?
I don't think it works like that though, does it?
Why? If they're running off synthetic fuels.
Yeah.
Then why can't we go back to old engines?
Because I don't think the old engines are...
No, because at Goodwood Festival of Speed this weekend, I can't remember what F1 car it was, but it was one from the 90s, I believe. It was run fully on synthetic fuels.
Was it?
Yes. So it is possible. So why? I understand, okay, the hybrid stuff, it's good for the environment. But if we're running purely on synthetic fuels...
But let me go through what difference they are, and it might change your mind here, okay? So number two, 3 times the electrical power. So the current 1.6 litre V6 turbocharged internal combustion engine will evolve to include a far more powerful electrical component.
Yeah, but that doesn't excite me.
Okay.
The car's probably not going to be much quicker. The noise, right? After being at Silverstone to watch the race.
Yep.
And when we had the Porsches go out before, the noise, they were so loud. It sounded so cool. And then the F1 cars came. They were quieter than the Porsches. Mm. And like, I just don't think, I think everything's got to, it's got to be a complete package. And for me, they're a little bit underwhelming.
What, the noise?
Yeah. They used to sound incredible. Yeah. Like, I'll never forget that noise. It's like so iconic, the noise.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Let me continue with this and we'll do it. So, number three, 1,000 plus horsepower with less fuel used. So that's one of them.
What horsepower do they have at the moment?
That I don't know.
You go through it and I'm going to find out.
But these power units will still provide over 1,000 horsepower, and they could even be louder too. There you go.
Yeah, but could be.
Could what? Be. Better safety with the MGUK set to be enclosed within the chassis next to the battery and control electronics. All high voltage equipment will now be contained within the safety cell, making for safer car. That's quite cool. Lower cost, but continued innovation. An engine-specific cost cap plus banning of expensive manufacturing materials and systems such as the MGUH plus the use of standardized components will help to bring costs down. There you go.
I hate all this cost cap shit.
Yeah. A tougher challenge for drivers. with the removal of complexities such as the MGUH, turbo lag might return, and that could make the cars harder to control on corner exit. So again, might make a difference. More environmentally responsible.
Yeah.
So they're the changes.
Now that I'm all for.
Yep.
But like, can we just have the sound back?
We could do.
I'd really just like the car to sound like an F1 car.
Well, the actual noise, that's what you want. No, want nothing else, just the noise.
Honestly, like, I don't give a shit about the functionality of the engine. It makes no difference to my life whatsoever. Like, the cars are fast now. They've always been fast. Engine changes to us as fans don't make any difference. But like, I don't care what you think. The only way it will make a difference is if we have, you know, Red Bull are really far behind in their development. By the time it comes, they've got a shitty engine.
Yeah.
So now they're at the back of the pack. Well, that's the only change we're going to get.
I think this is the thing. The main team at the moment who are most vocal about this is Red Bull. Pat Simmons has come out and has defended F1's new 2026 regulations after criticism from Red Bull bosses and drivers. Horner and Max Verstappen have both been vocal in their criticism of the new concept. Simmons said, teams spend a large part of their budget on buying alarm bells. We had exactly the same with 2022, that it won't work. And we have been through it all before and we know what we are doing. The 2026 car, in my mind, is no bigger a change than the 2022 one, which is a valid point, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, conceptually, these cars have got to be much more different, the 2022.
Yeah, oh, there's not just, you're not just engine, chassis, everything.
Yeah.
He's gone on to say, I would argue that it's actually a bit less aerodynamically jump. Yes, it's got more active components in there, but there's nothing magic about active aerodynamics. I'm quite confident F1's new regulations will focus on sustainability with the removal of the MGUH system. So it, from what I'm hearing, it is literally just Red Bull who are raising the concerns the most.
I've not heard any other team say anything, but if I am wrong, drop us a DM on Instagram because I would like to be proved wrong if that is the case. But
I can't remember seeing anyone else. Let us know what your thoughts are on that. Mick Schumacher.
Yeah. What, a festival of speed?
He was at Goodwood this weekend, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He wore his dad's old suit and helmet. It looks cool still. It looks cool. He got to drive the Mercedes W14, I think it was.
No. It would have been the W13.
He had a little.
The W.
W12.
Yeah.
Yeah, so W12. Sorry, yeah, W12. Because it's 2021 season, so I got carried away. So the W12 he got to drive. He had a bit of a dig at Haas this weekend. Do you know why? Do you know what he said?
I didn't know.
So he said, super happy with this weekend, super stoked with it. It was a great run. I got to do some donuts and it was a very emotional day.
Oh, yeah, because I can't believe they wouldn't let him do donuts.
No, I was... So if you don't know, at the end of last season, Mick Schumacher obviously left Haas. He wanted to do donuts. They told him not to.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It was like quite like a... Wasn't the most pleasant message, was it? No. They're like, we're serious.
Yeah. So, well, just let him do donuts, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
He's given 2 years to you. Just let him do some donuts. What's the difference going
to
make?
Yeah, in 1 year, he had to spend in that god-awful piece of shit in the 2021 season.
Let him just have one... Just let him have a bit of donuts. I don't understand.
But I did see him there, yeah. And it looked good.
Yeah.
We had... Mick was there... Jensen Button was there. Sebastian Vettel was there.
Have you been before?
No. Did you see the... We sent the video in the chat of, like... Was it the Jag that was driving and, like, the back wheel fell off?
I haven't seen it. I didn't see it, to be fair.
We put it in the chat.
Yeah, no, but I don't always read everything in the chat.
No, but it was good. Because then Andy was, like... Like, we were basically saying how, like, the hay bales as barriers, not ideal. And then Andy was like, yeah, but it's tradition, isn't it? And then Burton was like, yeah, it's all well and good until you get clapped in the face by a tyre, which, like, this tyre fucking flies off, goes straight into the crowd.
Let me see if I can see it. I know, I was just watching the Max Verstappen in his sim racing competition.
Oh, we got to talk about that as well.
And the FIA Formula E, that crash.
Yep.
That was ridiculous. So much happened.
That was
motorsport.
A horrible crash.
Oh, here we go. The bodywork tears off. Is this the one, the RS200?
The bodywork tears off?
Or it just says bodywork tears off.
Nah, mate.
Is that it?
No. No, an actual, like, a tyre comes off and just slaps the crowd. I'll find it.
I don't think I was in the chat.
Mate, you were.
Anyway, let's move on. If you were there, let us know. I like the idea. It looks quite a cool weekend. My cousin was there this weekend. He said it was awesome. I don't know if I'd like
have
to
you,
go.
Have you never been?
Never been. Obviously, yeah, I don't know. Let's just quickly touch on the Formula E. That crash, the big shunt. I don't know if anyone's seen the multiple drivers this weekend in Rome. And my God, it was bad. I don't know how that blue car didn't see the car in the middle when he was just driving.
Yeah, I know, but I guess we don't know what speed they're moving at, do we really?
Just look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Surely you could see a car.
He doesn't even try and slow down, does he?
Surely you see a car there.
What's before there? Is it a corner? Look at this quickly. Look.
I know for people audio listeners. Did it hit someone?
Me.
Whoa.
Look at it.
Jeez.
The commentator just like, oh dear.
No, that is bad.
Job.
So we had that, obviously. We had the Formula E.
We had Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen.
Wiping someone out in a 24-hour
sim race. Yeah.
Round Spa.
I don't quite understand. So it was... He shunted his opponent on purpose as retaliation of the person hitting on him. I mean, it wasn't just retaliation. It was pure on, like, I'm taking you out.
I mean, if that doesn't just sum Max up as a driver, I don't know what does. I mean, I don't need to say any more about it, but I think sportsmanship, he is one of the worst. And I said, like, racecraft, one-to-one, wheel-to-wheel racing.
Yeah.
He's just not made for it. And that's not taking away, like, his speed is insane.
Oh, he's phenomenal, yeah.
But wheel-to-wheel, he's petulant, he gets angry. You can see it when he's wheel-to-wheel racing, he'll play dirty. Mm. And that just sums it up completely.
And that's sim racing. That's not even...
It's an actual fucking game. Like, it's a game. And he's just gone straight through at the chicane at Spa just so he can...
Just
so he can take this guy
out.
It's
all right. Michael Massey allowed it.
Well, he did actually get... He got disqualified.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was watching this, and I said to you earlier, didn't I? I was watching... The Duel. If you haven't seen it, it's on Sky Sports. It's a look in the back at the Lewis Hamilton Max Verstappen title fight for 2021. I don't know why I watch it, because every time I watch it, I get more and more triggered. And as you guessed, I'm still not over the season. I don't know how I will ever get over it. I think you're the same, aren't you?
I think anyone that is actually a fan will never get over it, because that was... It was just pure, like, it was daylight robbery.
Yeah. And it's interesting because they if you've seen it, they do a lot of flashbacks of Max Verstappen when he first started off. You know, he was getting a lot of crashes, he was quite aggressive. And obviously that showed within that season. And I then watched something on Twitter when they were like, oh, it's nice to see Max Verstappen's really matured. You know, he's now a different driver. He doesn't need to take those risks like he did in 21. He's much more mature. I completely disagree, and we've touched on this before. He's not a different driver. He's the exact same driver. He's just not being challenged.
He's not racing anyone. Look, we've seen... At two points, I can remember this season, right? And they were both at Austria, where he purposely blocked Lewis's lap.
Yeah.
And then when he went so deep into turn three just to push Checo off to get him back, that to me just shows, that tells you everything you need to know about him as a driver.
You obviously saw last year when against Lewis at Brazil.
Yeah.
When everyone was like, you know, but you put him into a title challenge again. If he was in the same situation again, for example, next year,
he'll lose his head like he did in 21.
He'll lose his head. There's no way Max Verstappen will ever change that. But that's why he's now becoming such an iconic driver, because he doesn't care, in the sense of he will do what he needs to do to win. And he doesn't care if he's... You look at last year. What do you see? Monza? Was it Monza he was at? Or Imola?
Where?
When he went up on Lewis's car.
Do you mean 2021?
2021, sorry.
Yeah, Monza.
And you look at that, and everyone, it still triggers me with that. Oh, yeah, Lewis blocked him out. It's his fault. He was ahead. Like, he had he had the apex. So, I don't know. I think that this weekend just showed prime Max Verstappen that if you piss him off, he will come at you. It doesn't matter whether it's sim racing or in real life.
And that's what I mean. There's nothing mature about his driving at all. It's just he is very quick. This is not me slandering his speed. And he's got no one challenging him.
Yeah.
As soon as he goes wheel to wheel with someone, the same old habits come out.
It just makes me laugh. We haven't touched on it yet, but the news that broke last week, Danny Ric to AlphaTauri.
Yep.
Firstly... Nyck de Vries, I am sorry, because I do feel, yes, okay, he hasn't performed. We know that. My gut feeling is I feel it's a bit harsh still.
Well, and it's still, you know, it's still a man that's worked his whole life to get to the pinnacle of motorsport. He did it later than most do, age of what, 28, is
28
he?
28 now, yeah.
And he lasted 10 races?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a tough one to take. And AlphaTauri have not posted anything. They've not done like a thank you, Nick post or anything. Nothing.
But there was an interview, wasn't there, with Nyck de Vries. I don't know if you've seen it. I put it in the chat the other day about he was saying about it's obviously quite upsetting that it's not happened. But he said, I shouldn't be surprised because... what did he say?
Well, because I've heard rumours that AlphaTauri and like the Red Bull group were... annoyed that his agents leaked it to reporters before it had been officially announced.
So, Helmut Marko, and this is just from what he said, no improvement needed action. In an interview, Marko felt compelled to take action due to lack of progress. His response was, what is the point of two more races if there's no improvement? Nick is a nice guy, but he didn't have the speed. Even without Ricciardo's impressive test performance, the change at AlphaTauri would have been deemed necessary. The Australian driver alongside Tsunoda now carries the responsibility of revitalising the struggle in AlphaTauri. Marco refrained from commenting on whether the move could lead to potential change to Sergio Perez's seat at Red Bull in the near future. De Vries, he did say... where is it? De Vries hits back at Red Bull. In an interview with the Italian media, De Vries said, in fact, it took me completely by surprise. I wasn't expecting it, especially with the immediate release. He went on to reveal in explosive detail about his contract. I signed a multi-year contract was promised a second Red Bull seat in 2025.
Did he say that?
Well, this is what it says here.
I just can't imagine that to be true.
I agree with you. I'm only reading it what it says on the article. I'm disappointed, but not surprised by the way it's been handled. You stole Lewis Hamilton's 8th title anyway. Again, I don't know how true that is. But
this is right. What's the link here? You've been fucking had here. What's this like? The Sun, the Judge13.com.
That's the one I sent in the group.
Mate, there is no way this is real.
I think it is.
You think this is real?
Nope. Is it not real?
Yeah. Do you or don't you?
I think some of the wording I don't believe is real. I do believe that he was caught off guard.
Mate, this you've found some bullshit. Oh shit, I just reviewed it 5 stars accidentally. That ain't true. There's no way Nick DeVries said that. I trust that he probably was shocked, but I mean, you didn't need to read that to know. I mean, the fact that he was immediately gone is what got me. I was like, Jesus, like, they really were unhappy with him. They've not even given him, what have we got, 2 more races till summer break?
2 more races, yeah.
Like, surely just give him that. AlphaTauri's situation is not going to change drastically.
No.
This season. So, something must have happened. I don't, like, yeah, they would have seen Daniel Ricciardo's times all season in the sim. And I know it's a little bit different when you're on track, but they would have known if he was really quick. It wasn't just that tyre test that got him in that. So,
what do you think about it, though? Do you think it is a good move by AlphaTauri? I mean, Daniel Ricciardo, okay, we've touched on this before. He didn't make it a Red Bull, okay? He didn't make it a Renault. He didn't make it a McLaren.
Look, I stand by the fact he is one of the most overhyped drivers in history.
Oh, yeah.
But do I think he's an improvement on Nick DeVries? Yeah, absolutely. Look, you can go back to the first episode of this season, and I talked up Nick DeVries. I thought he was going to be, like, unbelievable. You know, not like a world beater, but I thought he was going to be a really solid signing for AlphaTauri.
Yeah.
But he was quite the opposite. And I think Danny Ric makes sense. They've got him in the Arsenal. Just stick him in the car.
Yeah, I mean, they've got nothing to lose now, are they?
No, and that's my point. It couldn't get any worse. And you did have Danny Ric there, ready and waiting. I know who I'd rather if I had the choice.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just feel a bit sorry for DeVries. I think it's never easy, is it, to get dropped, and it's quite embarrassing. I think he's one of the.
He's like the second or third shortest.
Yeah,
time in F1.
So yeah, I can't see him back in F1. I think that's him done now.
No, yeah, no, he'll never get back in F1. I mean, he might get the Mercedes reserve driver job if Mick gets a seat.
What's your thoughts on that? Do you think we'll see Mick back in F1?
Probably not. I mean, he wasn't good enough either.
I know there's been some reports going around saying, obviously, if Sargeant doesn't improve, we might see Mick at Williams. I can't really see that either.
Yeah, it helps. He's got a great surname. But I do think teams are probably thinking, like, no, he's been sussed now, you know. I personally don't think he's good enough for this level.
No. No, I agree. Other news is Lando Norris has been heavily linked with Ferrari.
Yeah, there's been some weird rumours going around. But Charles Leclerc been linked with Mercedes,
yeah.
I've seen.
We're coming into silly season again, though, aren't we?
Yeah, well, it's that summer season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Summer period.
What would your thoughts be, though? Let's touch on Lando to Ferrari. I mean, is that a good move for him? I mean, you've seen in Silverstone and Austria that actually the McLarens seem in a better place than actually Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you're only going by two. You're only going by 2 races.
And this season has been so weird. Like, how many times have we said, "Oh, Mercedes definitely the second quickest." Oh, no, you know, Ferrari, they're definitely second. Okay, actually, the Aston Martin, they're definitely second. Oh, wait, the McLaren.
Yes,
that it does change, and it's weird. So, I think if you're a driver that is maybe thinking, okay, how am I going to get this world championship? I think unless you're getting offered a spot at Red Bull, I wouldn't know who to pick at the moment. No. Ferrari always terrify me with the strategy side of things. Like, there's something that is not right in that team still.
Yeah.
McLaren, the last two races, huge improvements, especially Silverstone. But it's very early doors. We've seen upgrades come on cars and then other cars develop and it sort of outdoes it. So, yeah, I would probably just stay wherever I am at the moment. I think safe here. Unless Red Bull come knocking, then I'd probably consider going there.
Yeah, I think when you look at McLaren, I would say they're probably the best setup they've been in years. And what I mean by that is not necessarily like performance-wise, but when you look at their drivers, when you look at their team principal, race engineers, they just seem they've got a stronger foundation. And I think when you've got someone like Piastri, who's already shown, especially recently, what he can do, I think he'll be a real top prospect. You've got Lando Norris there, who's now becoming a very experienced driver. I think they're building for the future, and I don't think it'll be long until you start to see McLaren on the up. And
they are on the up.
Well, no, I mean, consistently.
It's just hard to tell. And this, I just think with this season, you have to take every single racing, like finishing position, with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
Because we could, Mercedes brought this new wing, right? New front wing, which has really helped them in the slow speed corners at Silverstone. Typically a high speed corner track.
Yeah.
But in the slow speed corners at that track, Mercedes were the quickest car. So are we now going to see a really competitive Mercedes at Hungary?
Isn't it? It's so hard. I'm just touching back on Miss McLaren. I just think they're in a better... When you look at some of their driver pairing over the years and everything...
Oh, yeah, driver pairings. I'm sure we said the same thing about Aston Martin. Not the driver pairings, but like as a team.
Yeah.
They're in a much better position than Mercedes and Ferrari. Now look where we are, 10, 11 races in.
Well, if you're going by recent results, you would say it goes Red Bull, Mercedes, Ferrari, McLaren, Aston Martin.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Actually, even McLaren above Ferrari.
It's changing so much. I just can't even... I can't put my finger on it, but I do think, as a pairing, McLaren have it really good. I still stand by the fact that Mercedes have the best driver pairing. Aston Martin have the worst, and Red Bull probably have the second worst. I saw this thing going around on Twitter, right? Out of those five teams, what would you rank the driver pairings? And it seemed pretty unanimous that Mercedes, people then said McLaren, but you could argue that Ferrari and McLaren is a very hard one.
I would go McLaren second, Ferrari third,
then Red Bull, then Aston Martin.
Red Bull.
And obviously the reason Red Bull are above Aston Martin is because
Perez
is a bit better than Stroll, and Max is obviously better than Alonso.
Yeah, you can't really argue with a P1, P2 in the championship.
No.
It is tough. Do you think we'll see McLaren fighting for championships in the next 5 years?
No. No.
Do you think?
I don't believe it will happen. I would like it. Yeah. I think, I want to see all these teams fighting for championships, but I'm still convinced that if a team is going to close the gap to Red Bull, it's Mercedes.
I think, we touched on that. I think Mercedes are there. I think Ferrari just screw themselves over every time.
Yeah, Mercedes are still, their nose is to the ground.
Can they just please sort out their pit stops?
Yeah, they are bad.
Because they are shocking. They're absolutely shocking. They haven't improved at all. I think McLaren will be there. I think over the next couple of seasons, McLaren will overtake Ferrari.
Yeah, perhaps.
I have that feeling. I just think they're going to be better. Should we touch on Hungary?
Yes.
So, race weekend. So, P1 on Friday is 12:30 to 1:30. FP2 on Friday is 4 to 5. FP3 on Saturday morning is 11:30 to 12:30. Qualifying, 3 to 4.
And then the race is at 2?
Race is at 2.
So it's the standard
race
time.
Weekend. Right, quiz time.
Yeah.
When was the first Grand Prix held at Budapest?
Oof. In the 60s, 1968.
1986.
No.
So if you change the 6 and the 8 round,
yeah,
you would have
no, that's
that.
What I actually meant. Oh, no, I spilled my water.
Number of laps.
Mm.
Spot on, well done. What's the name of the track?
The name of the track?
Yeah.
The Hungaroring.
Well done. Lap record and held by who?
Ooh. Lap record. Lewis Hamilton.
Yep.
Probably from 2020.
Spot on.
And the time. Oh, you know what? I actually don't know how long it takes to get around this track. 118.
116.6.
Oh, that was not a bad guess.
Wasn't a bad guess at all. Do you remember who won last year?
Ooh. George got pole position.
Yep.
In quali.
Yep.
I want to say Charles.
So, it started off as Russell was P1.
Yeah.
In qualifying, Sainz P2, Leclerc P3, Hamilton was P7, and Verstappen was P10. So, the actual race result was Verstappen P1.
Oh.
Hamilton was P2. Russell P3. Sainz 4th, Perez and 5th.
What the hell happened in this race? How have I forgotten it completely? I need to watch the highlights back.
I can't remember. Every time I think of Budapest, all I see is Lewis Hamilton on the track on his own. And Ocon winning.
And Bottas
playing bowling. Like,
yeah. I can remember.
I still remember that and going, Bottas, I love you. Like, literally, oh, just seeing he can break, took out everyone.
Yeah, it was a nice feeling.
Especially with the championship, but how it was.
Bottas, he's committed some terrorism around that track before.
He hasn't, he's been crazy.
When was it? Was it 2019? No, it would have been 2018, I think. When he had the crash with Seb.
Yeah, that was 2018.
But like, he thought Seb had cleared him and he went to go, and then he took part of his end plate off.
Yeah.
And then he locked up into the first corner and just smashed into Danny Rick as Danny Rick was overtaking him.
Yeah.
So Bottas doesn't have a great track record there.
Nope.
But it has, I think it's weird because it's one of those tracks where everyone's like, oh, it's so hard to overtake at. But I think it can actually produce like a pretty good, I feel like Budapest is really good at giving us like close racing. It's good at giving us those battles for overtaking because it is harder to overtake at. You get multiple laps like you saw with Lewis and Alonso, but you've seen before with Lewis and Max, I think probably back in that might have been 2019.
Yeah.
Where Lewis then came in and pitted for the mediums and got Max with like 4 laps to go or something.
Yeah.
But I think it gives you those battles because it's not as easy to overtake.
Yeah. No, just had a thought. Max Verstappen, remember, did that spin and still went on to win the race last year. That was Budapest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Because I was like, oh, my God, this is Lewis. And then I just saw he cracked it in.
It was a beautiful spin and then just was like carried on as normal.
Yeah, he controlled it amazingly.
Red Bull can set a new record this weekend. Do you know what for?
Yeah, most wins in a row.
Yes, and do you know who the current tally is held by? Well, actually, they've matched it. Do you know who they matched against in Silverstone?
You know, I'm actually going to say Ferrari.
It's McLaren. So Max Verstappen's victory in Silverstone moved Red Bull onto 11 consecutive wins, matching McLaren's tally from the 1988 season. That's when I was born. So, as you know, if they win in the Hungaroring,
they are going to win.
They will set a new record.
Max is going to win.
Obviously, we've spoken about McLaren, how they would do. Lewis still hasn't signed his contract.
Yeah.
We still don't know what's happening with that. And that's still something which is still going on. Do you think it's a matter of time, isn't it?
It does make me wonder, is there something going on behind the scenes? I know Lewis is always so positive over the radio and everything and in interviews, but he's Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's going to demand the absolute best. And if that team are not giving him the best, I'm not sure. I really would be surprised if he left, but I'm just thinking, is there something cooking under the surface that we're not aware of?
I just think it's a classic Mercedes thing. They just leave it for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Make fans sweat a bit, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we actually signed it like 3 months ago, but
yeah, true.
Weather predicted for this weekend. So the weather currently looks settled for the race day with no rain predicted. But again, no rain predicted.
See, I saw there was rain predicted.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm looking on the thing now, and it's saying no rain predicted.
Oh.
Interestingly.
You have seen the news, though, about this weekend. That Red Bull are bringing a major upgrade.
I have seen that, which is going to make them a tenth quicker or something.
Two tenths
quicker.
And the car is going to look distinctively different.
In what way? Does it actually have a rocket on this time?
New side pods they're getting.
Can we just put no side pods on there and hopefully it makes it as crap as what that Mercedes was?
You know they'll do it and it'll work.
it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's just depressing, isn't it?
So, yeah, fully expecting Red Bull domination this weekend. After last weekend, judging by, the data, no, I haven't gone through it. I don't understand it. But people that break it down on Twitter and make it easy for dum-dums like me.
Yeah.
Where the Mercedes was the quickest car in the slow corners. You know, it does make me think, okay, they might come and be a little bit stronger at this track. They were strong there last year. I know the car's very different now. I think this track is kind of well-suited to the Aston Martin as well.
Yeah.
So I think we could see Alonso back in the mix. Obviously, Stroll won't be. You can never write off that Ferrari because come Saturday, I mean they're the new Mr. Saturday, that team.
Just don't tell George.
Yeah, they've taken it, but come Sunday, just it doesn't pan out for them. So I assume we're going to get to the question of who's your top three.
No, that's going to be... So who's your top three for this weekend?
I do find them really hard now because... Okay, number one is pretty easy, Max. And then I think, well, Checo's probably going to do something stupid in...
Surely he's due a good race, isn't he?
Well, you've probably said that for like the last four or five races and...
Yeah, but I'm saying it every week until it actually happens.
Which is why I'm thinking... the odds are against me here. I might as well not put him in my top three. So... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this McLaren performs at a slower track.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put them in the top three just yet because that would just be random. Mm. I'm going to go...
Like putting Lando first or something.
Yeah, no, I'll stick with Max. Max P1, Charles P2, Lewis P3.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go Max P1. Checo's due a good race. I mean, you can't be that bad for so long with so many, in so many races. Surely he can't. So
you can.
He can, but surely he's due a good race this weekend. So I'm going to go Max P1, Checo P2, Lewis P3.
I'm going to ask you the most important question of the weekend.
Yep.
Where does Danny Ric finish? And does he finish ahead of Tsunoda?
I think that AlphaTauri is so bad, and I'm not expecting Ricciardo to do wonders with it. So I'm going to go Danny Ric will finish P14, and Tsunoda will finish ahead of him. I think Tsunoda's, I've been on that verge throughout this season, on almost for points this year. And I think his performances haven't been that bad, considering how bad that car is.
Yeah, I think Tsunoda will finish ahead of Danny Ric. It makes sense.
Where does Danny Ric go from here? If he, come the end of the season, right, he gets beaten by Tsunoda. All right, considering Tsunoda's only what, like 2 points or something, like 3 points, whatever. Mm-hmm. Danny Ric gets beaten by Tsunoda. He doesn't have good performances. Surely there's no way back for Danny Ric.
Nah, that would be curtains for the career, surely.
And this is why I don't think he will perform as well, because I think he's going to have that pressure on him. Because you know that you've gone from these teams, your last big team you went to, McLaren, you then went to Red Bull as a third driver, and you're kind of like, okay, I do well in a sim, all of this stuff. He's now gone to AlphaTauri, one of the worst teams on the grid. Okay, granted. If you don't perform in that, surely it's over for you.
Yeah,
unless you look at it the other way and you go, well, I've got nothing to lose because it's shit anyway.
He has to at least outperform Tsunoda. That's his, you know, for his career to actually continue in F1, that's all he has to do. I don't think he has to come into that team and all of a sudden now they're getting points regularly.
Yeah.
Because the car's not good. But he needs to do better than Tsunoda, for sure. That's how he saves his career.
Who would you back out of them two? See, I actually like Tsunoda. I'm a big Tsunoda fan.
And I would probably at this point back Tsunoda.
Yeah.
I think Danny Ric's going to need a few races to get to grips with the car. But yeah, I think it will be interesting to see. I'd be surprised if Tsunoda doesn't beat him this weekend, though.
Yeah. Did you see that interview from years ago when Danny Ric was asked, okay, you know, what's one thing you want to see in F1? Where would you want to race? And he was like, Las Vegas. And everyone was like, this is why Nick DeFries has gone to get Danny Ric back in time for Las Vegas. I don't know. I'm happy he's back in the sport, but my opinions don't really change in the sense of, and you touched on him earlier, he was massively overrated. I think we both agree on that. Lovely guy. He comes across really well. He's a fan favorite.
And that's also, like, I don't think he's a bad driver when I say
no,
overhyped, overrated. I just think people sort of touted him as
the next
world
champion.
Yeah, like a world champion. And, you know, 7 race wins. Mm. Like, I'm not being funny, but I know that's a lot more than a lot of F1 drivers, but this is a man that people were expecting to win world championships.
Yeah.
So
I think the thing that ruined him was his decision to go from Renault to Mercedes.
Yeah, he should have stuck in McLaren, 4 hours against.
Yeah. I mean, he should, if he had stayed at Renault.
Wait, no, I think his biggest downfall was Red Bull to Renault.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you're looking
he
at
should
that,
have stayed
yes,
at Red stayed Bull and just battled it out with Max.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. Because it was literally just kind of like, nah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Scared. He ran. Yeah.
And I think that highlights in the sense of how Christian Horner acted afterwards. It was like, we're just massively shocked he's just left us. But yeah, who knows? It's going to be interesting this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. It always puts up a good race, you know. So I'm looking forward to Budapest this weekend. What else is there to talk about? Anything else? Is that it?
I think that's it.
Wow, good. Had fun. So yeah, as you know, we are now back on audio only, so check us out on there. And do leave us a rating there. We really appreciate it. We'll be back next week for a brand new podcast looking back at the Budapest Grand Prix.
And then have we got Spa next weekend?
Spa, I believe, is a week after.
How can it be? They're right next to each other, kind of. I mean, they're both in Europe. Like, surely just have it, like, the next week.
So, yeah, it is next week.
Okay.
So Hungary is the 21st to 23rd, and then Belgium is the 28th to 30th.
Lovely.
And then we're not back until a month later when we go Dutch.
Yes.
Then Italy. Then Singapore. Love Singapore.
Yep, chaos.
Absolute chaos. Japan, one of my favourites, Qatar, is back.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that cut, the race there in the 21 season. I really liked the track.
The track is good. I'm looking forward
to the fact that we got that track back on the calendar. I like that. Then we got the United States Grand Prix, Mexico, Brazil, Vegas, and then Abu Dhabi.
Lovely.
Which is one of my least favourite races.
Yeah, PTSD.
Massively. But no, next two weekends we've got races, which is good for us. So let us know what your thoughts are. Get in touch with all our social media. And yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. And yeah, we'll see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye-bye.